Aha. Oh, sar abstraks.
Hadi laptan.
You're supposed to give tonight.
What?
I was told I'm giving it tonight.
I'm meant tomorrow.
What? Okay. What? No, come on. Did you see that I'm giving this? Sie haben mir gesagt, dass es gäbe, aber es kann sein, Miscommunication.
Nein, no, gibt alles.
Nein. Ja, das ist kein Problem. Okay. So we're going to continue the discussion about what exactly is the Mochamis. It says about Mashiach, one of the inyanim of Mashiach is Yulchem Mochamis Hashem, that he fights the wars of Hashem. It's partially one of the stages in order to become Mashiach. He begins that you have a character who's Haigi B'Teira, a big Talmud Chacham, and then he's Yachav Kol Yisrael, he forces the Yidin to keep Teira Mitzvahs, then he fights the wars of Hashem, and if he succeeds in all of that, then if he goes on and he builds the Beis HaMikdash, and he gathers in all the Yidin from Galus, then he is Mashiach Vadim. So we got into a conversation about what exactly is Yulchem Mochamis Hashem. We're going to get back into that now, yeah? Before we do that, there's the Inyan Klali Yoiser, which I want to mention, which is the Shaila of whatever these wars are. Just to mention very briefly, we mentioned the Chayit, there's a few wars which have to happen. There's the conquering of Eretz Yisrael, Mashiach. In order to have Shleimus HaTeira V'HaMitzvah, you need Eretz Yisrael. And not only Eretz Yisrael, you need Eretz Keni Knezi V'Kadmeini also. That was one of the proofs that the Rama brings from Mashiach, is that he's going to bring a completion to the Torah which never existed before, which included the lands, not only the seven nations, but even the ten nations. That's one war. Another war which Mashiach has to fight is Mechias Amalek, the wiping out of Amalek. Is it included in this? Is that necessary for him, a criteria for him to become considered a Mashiach Vaday? And then, of course, there's a war which B'Poyel, as we're going to mention again soon, it turns out is the Iker War of Mochamis Hashem, which is that there should be no Neiges U'Mavatel Yisrael. Pasha, to make sure that no one could mess with the Jews, and the Jews should be able to learn Torah with Minuch Sanef and Minuch Saguf. But upon them, whatever the war is, and then of course it requires discussion of where's the war of Mochamis Goyg U'Magi come into the story. Is that included? Is that what the Rambam's talking about? B'chlal? And so on. But going back to a more general concept regarding the wars of Mashiach, does Mashiach have to fight a physical war? Mashiach has to have a sword, a gun, a tank. What do you think? Muhammad is a warrior.
According to that, it's not going to be. It's going to be a ruchnis.
Okay, so the Rebbe said for sure it's going to be a ruchnis to go war.
They're all
going to
fight.
According to Rebbe
Sikerson,
the whole idea
that there shouldn't be any more... Right. So, right. Well, there's Zochu and Lai Zochu. Okay, so Rabbi Strux asked that what happens if they surrender without a war? Are we lacking? The Rambam tells us, he promised us, is it blood and gore or we want our money back? Right? Or, the person couldn't surrender and right there, right? We need war. So of course, you don't need kipshute. Mashiach doesn't have to actually fight with a sword. That's kemuvim v'gam pashut. Even the Rambam is meida. In a matziv of zochu, in everything that Epa learned in Klali, in all these inyana that it writes about what's going to happen, how it's going to happen, this is all loy zochu. Why does the Rambam say a case of loy zochu? Because the Rambam's halacha sefer. He doesn't know whether the yidna are going to end up being zoicha. They're going to do a lot of teira mitzvahs, they're going to do tshuva, they're going to deserve. Even if they deserve nothing, every yid is fry in the whole world. No one's doing nothing. No one's doing what they're supposed to. This is what has to happen according to Torah, right? If you want to be zeicher, that it shouldn't even have to be with a war, and the yid should all be frum, and that's very nice. The Rambam has no problem with that. The Rambam's Vardnar is that that this is what's mukhrich that happens. That's Kemuvim Vagam Parsha. And to even quote the Rambam himself in Igeres Tchis HaMeisim, in Igeres HaShmad, he wrote to the Jews of Yemen, he was describing how it's going to be. They had a Jew who was a false Mashiach who came to them. And he told them that you know how it's going to be when Mashiach comes. He says, don't fall for a phony Mashiach. And he describes to them a miraculous Mashiach coming. Yeah, he tells them, he says, when Mashiach, b'shasha yigala yibalu kol malchei aretz mishamay v'yivchadu, everyone's going to become petrified from the shmua, and they're going to become very scared. And their whole malchus, v'tiboil malchus, and will become confused and in chaos and in uproar. V'yisnaklu, and they're all going to have to get around and try to come up with ways, plans, devise plans. Ech lamid kenegdoi b'chedev v'bizulasa, how to declare war against Mashiach or anything else. And he says they're not going to be able to be ma'arer love, and they won't be able to deny him or contradict him. They're going to be petrified from the meisim that he's going to show, that anyone he kills, he doesn't have to do it with a sword, just with his mouth. By Yakeyu, when he quotes a verse, right, v'hika eretz b'shevet piv, he smites the land with the rod of his mouth. Mashiach says words and things happen. Right? And he says that's how it's going to be. So, of course, the war of Mashiach does not have to be kipshutim. However, the shaila is, l'chayda in the Rambam himself, when he says war, he means war. Right? This is the Hilchos Malachim u'Mechame Seyam. He used the word Mechame Sashem already, kama v'kama pa'amim, for other kings. Right? In fact, one of his big proofs of what Mashiach is from... is from the guy by Beitar, from Ben Bar Kochva, right? The Rebbe even writes that clearly in a few places, as we hope we may get to. But there's a letter of Igris Moshe. Moshe will mechiach zayin that there's not going to be Mashiach's not going to fight a war, and he brings a raya. So first there's the rayas he brings, which are, again, they're not such strong rayas because the shayla of Zachu or Loi Zachu. He describes, he quotes the wars which existed even by Malchi Yehuda HaKshedim, by the good kings of Yehuda in the olden days. He brings from Asa, from Yehoshapha, from Chizki HaMelech. He says if all these great kings who were righteous, the Eivishter fought their wars for them, Kol Shekei Mashiach deserves it. Right? It doesn't make sense that if their wars were fought in a crazy way, right? Anyone who opens the book of Yeshua, Midas, you know, no one dies. So he says, Zecher, Mashiach also. Fine. I mean, that's an argument that no one argues. But that, again, the Rambam's not getting into that. Shaila Zachu, Loi Zachu. Right? L'choida, by the war of Bar Kochva, there were probably casualties, from what I understand. People died. Danach, he brings a raya from a Gemara in Erevin, which, based on how the Rebbe learns the Gemara, is Nishkin raya. The Gemara talks, a very famous Gemara. What happens if a person says, I'm going to be a Nazir on the day that Ben David Ba? What's the din? He has to keep Nazirus every day. Because maybe Mashiach's going to come today. Right? That's what the Gemara says. And the Gemara talks, except for L'choida Shabbos. The Gemara wants to know, what's the din on Shabbos? Could Mashiach come on Shabbos? So one svara the Gemara brings whether Mashiach comes on Shabbos, the Gemara says it can't come on Shabbos because Eliyahu Hanavi has to come the day before Mashiach comes, and Muftach Lemli still the Jews are promised that Eliyahu Hanavi is not going to come on Erev Shabbos. Why? Like Rashi explains, to disturb the Yidden from preparing for Shabbos. Muftach Lemli still the Eibishter promised the Yidden he's not going to send Eliyahu Hanavi. Umeila to Shaila on Shabbos. Whatever. Maybe we'll get into that in a second.
Rambam doesn't bring the Yagodi as a requirement for Mashiach.
Oh, he's saying that Rambam doesn't bring it. The Rambam even learns the Gemara differently. Based on, because the halacha is like someone else completely. It's a sheer for its own right, really, that shtikla Gemara. Because it's an unbelievable, a lot of nafkaminis and a lot of interesting things. But as far as we're concerned, right, that's what the Gemara says. Eliyahu Hanavi can't come on Friday, therefore Mashiach. It's a question whether Mashiach come on Shabbos. Then the Gemara says that the Bnei HaYeshiva, the Chevre and the Yeshiva, they thought that the same way Eliyahu Hanavi can't come on Shabbos on Friday, neither can Mashiach come on Friday. Why? For the same problem. He's going to be matriach then. The yidden are doch keeping, they're trying to prepare for Shabbos. Uvameila, the Gemara wants to say that you should be able to drink wine. You don't have to be a nazir on Friday. Because Mashiach's definitely not going to come that day. The Gemara says, no, it's different. Mashiach lo yosa, Erev Shabbos, or Mashiach asa. Eliyahu HaNavi, he's not going to come Erev Shabbos, Mashiach yo. Why? Because when Mashiach comes, Hakel Avodim Hein LeYisrael. Hakel Avodim Hein LeYisrael, the Gemara says. Everyone's going to be servants, everyone's going to be slaves to the Yidden. And like Rashi explains, we're not going to have to be Matzriyah for Shabbos. Avodim, we're going to have an Avodim B'Shafa, and they're going to prepare whatever we have to prepare for us on Shabbos. We don't have to prepare for Shabbos. Oh, so the Igris Moshe, Zokt Moshe Feinstein, I have a riot from here that the wars of Mashiach doesn't ishte. When Mashiach arrives, Avodim Yisrael, everyone's batel and mevatel. Everyone's slaves, everyone's completely nullified, they bow down, and that's a gang of item. He has to fight them. But there's a letter of the Rebbe, which the Rebbe let me say. So I'll tell you, it's a very interesting letter. So the Rebbe really begins in the letter. The Rebbe talks about the famous question. It says the nusach that we say achakel b'chol yom shuyov. Right now, how do we learn pshat? How does the Rebbe learn pshat? Do we wait every day that he's going to come someday, or we wait that he'll come that day? So you wait every day that he'll come today. I'm awaiting his arrival. It'll come today. But the better way to say that, the more clearer way to have written that, is not achak eloi b'chol yoyim sheyavei. It's achak eloi sheyavei b'chol yoyim. Not achak eloi b'chol yoyim sheyavei. Right? And if it hakim meant like the other way, that you every day you wait that he'll come someday or he'll come soon, then it should have, then the clear nusach should have also been different. It should have said b'chol yoyim achak eloi sheyavei. Right? Not a chakaloi, right? A chakaloi b'chol yom sheyavei. Right? B'chol yom a chakaloi sheyavei. So the Rebbe says in the letter, l'chududei, so the Rebbe goes with the word, the Rebbe said that he had written it elsewhere already, that there's a shayla whether Mashiach could come on Shabbos. There's a shayla whether Mashiach could come on Shabbos. Besides for the point that I was mentioning before, where Eliyahu HaNavi comes on Friday, there's a shayla ba'etzim where the Mashiach will come on Shabbos. This is really going back to someone mentioned the Rambam before. The way that Rambam learns pshat in this whole, that whole sugya, is the shayla is really is because there's a question whether there's tchumin, whether you're able to travel 2,000 amis higher than 10 tfachim. Right? The ramification nowadays in halacha would be is that we have little beams which go for 2,000 amis, and I walk on the beams. Right? Could I walk 2,000 amis higher than 10 tfachim, than 10 cubits? Is there tchumen? So there's a question about that, and therefore we don't know whether Mashiach could come on Shabbos. There's a question whether there's a prohibition of walking, of going tchum Shabbos higher than 10 tfachim. Based on that, there's a question whether Mashiach could come on Shabbos. Because Mashiach has to get from point A to point B.
Mashiach can be revealed in that same point.
Very good. So that's where the Rebbe gets to in the letter momentarily. Right, the Rebbe doesn't ask that question. How do you know where Mashiach is? But the Gemara is assuming that Mashiach's in point A and he has to get to point B.
If you walk,
the problem is, what do you mean walk? It's Shabbos. It's Shabbos.
Why are you saying this thing about going?
So if he's allowed to travel higher than 10 tfachim, it's not a problem. You have an Eitzah.
We'll work it out.
Mashiach could fly. Mashiach is not going to go against Halacha to come, right? It doesn't say the place, the exact location he has to be revealed. So, that's the Rebbe's question in a second. But before that, based on this doubt whether Mashiach could come on Shabbos, the Gemara says we don't know what the halach is. Whether there's Lamaila Masar Tfachim or there's Tchumin or no. So, we don't know whether Mashiach could come on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So, the Rebbe says based on that, they made the Nusach in an ambiguous way. That if he's able to come, then it means I'm waiting for him every day that he should come that day. If he can come, then you type the words to me, and I'm waiting for him to come tomorrow. Right? I say, Shait the Rebbe. Fine. The Noach later on in the Rebbe asks the question that everybody's asking. Right? The Rebbe says, I understand when it comes to Eliyahu HaNavi, because the Gemara also asked me to get to Eliyahu HaNavi. Right? The Gemara wants to know that on Sunday, the Gemara wants to know, if Eliyahu HaNavi has to come before Mashiach, a day before Mashiach comes, right, so you should be a ladder. You don't have to be a nazir on Sunday because Eliyahu HaNavi didn't come yesterday. How do I know he didn't come? Because it's Chum Shabbos.
Yeah.
Right?
He's Mishamayim. He has to come down from Shamayim to this world.
So the Gemara says, we taka don't know what the halach is. Oh, so the Rebbe says, when it comes to Eliyahu HaNavi, I understand why. Because he's not found on earth, therefore he has to probably go against Chum Shabbos in order to come. But a Mashiach, who decided where Mashiach is, that we created this question, that in order for him to come, he's going to have to go to Chum Shabbos. So the Rebbe says that Be'etzin, it goes back to a deeper question, a core question, which everybody should have asked. This should have been your first question. What does it mean, V'yayim Sheben David Ba, the day Mashiach comes? We open up a Rambam, and there's so many days, there's so many things happening. Mashiach arises, a person who's Hayge B'Teira. Right? Then he's Yachak Yisrael. Then he's Yilchem Mechamis Hashem. Then he's Banim Migdash Mekeimah. Then he's Tekav Zidcha Yisrael. What moment is Ben David Ba that we're talking about, B'chla? Right? What's the Gemara talking about? So the Rebbe says, I know what moment the Gemara is talking about. Because it says that when Mashiach comes, Kulam Avadim Ein LiYisrael. Remember we mentioned the Gemara said on Friday, Mashiach for sure comes because everyone's Avadim. So that means, when's the day Mashiach comes? When everyone's Avadim LiYisrael. Where is that in the Rambam? At which stage? When he wins the wars. Right? He's defeated the enemy. He is the sovereign. He's the Melech. Everyone's Mishubadim. Right? And under the Radiyah, under the rulership and the subjugation of Mashiach and Klal Yisrael. But Mel Yisrael, that's the point. Which is actually a fascinating point. I didn't see it anywhere, but it's an interesting question. Because L'chayda, he's still not Mashiach Vadai, right? But that's the moment that's considered Ben David Ba. And maybe I'm wrong, but perhaps one could suggest that why, that we know that in Nedarim and in Nazir, it follows the expression of what people mean when they say a certain word. Right? It's not magical. What do people mean when they say something? That's what you have to follow. So what do people mean when they say that I'm being a Nazir B'Yayim Shem Ben David Ba? Sakti Gemara, what do I mean? I mean, and when he goes, even though Taki is not Mashiach Vada yet, he didn't build the Beis HaMikdash yet, and he wasn't the Kavi Zidchei Yisrael. But if he's on a track, B'derech HaTeva, to get there already. In other words, he already accomplished, he already conquered the enemy, right? He fought the wars, V'chulu, and now, fine, he still has to build the Beis HaMikdash, he still has to be Kavi Zidchei Yisrael. But now, this is what I mean, because this is Mashiach, in the minds of people. Now I could start calling him Mashiach. So then, maybe he's Mashiach, but he's not strong enough, b'cheskas, for me to say Ben David Bo. Okay, pardon, Samathir. But Nachzel in Yoneinu, oh, so the Rebbe says, if we're talking about the fighting of the war, so first of all, based on how the Rebbe learns Pshat, what do we see immediately? That the Raya of the Igris Moshe is not a good Raya. The Igris Moshe said that for the fact that the Gemara says that when Mashiach comes, everyone's avodim to Yidin is a right that he's not going to have to fight a physical war. Because Mashiach comes and everyone's avodim. The Rebbe's not learning like that. The Rebbe's learning that it's a stage in Mashiach coming when he wins the war, then avodim Yisrael. And that's taka what it means. That's taka what it means. B'yayim Shadav Ben David Ben David Ba. It's not whenever Ben David Ba, all of a sudden everyone's avodim Yisrael. So the Rebbe learns differently. So the Rebbe says, and L'chayda, this is how the Rebbe learns in the letter, that apparently the shit in the Gemara was learning, as the Rambam says in chapter 12, there's a machlekes between the Tanoim, between the Talmudic sages, about when exactly is the war of Gog Magog. Is it before Mashiach's arrival? Is it after Mashiach's arrival? It's like a whole, no one knows. The Rambam says no one knows. This Gemara, Hatgelant Pshad, the Gemara was learning that this is part of the war that Mashiach has to fight. It's before Mashiach comes. Therefore, there's clear nevuas in Tanakh where those wars are going to be fought. Right? It says around Yerushalayim. Right? Elsewhere it says in the mountains of Judah, Hari Yisrael. The Rebbe says, now Mashiach has to come to who? He has to come to Klal Yisrael. He can't come to some Yidden, he has to come to all Yidden. Right? Doesn't say anywhere he's going to come to some Yidden. It says he's going to come to all the Yidden. Or, so Mashiach has to come to all the Yidden, or to the representatives of all the Yidden. Who are the only people who represent all the Yidden? So the Rebbe says the Beis Din HaGadol, the Supreme Court. The famous Rambam, it's coming up, B'Kariv Mamish, we're going to be concluding the Rambam, so if you read the Hakadamah there, he says that all the Batei Dinim that have arisen in Klal Yisrael after the Beis Din HaGadol, after the Supreme Court, they're all local. But they didn't. What they say has no binding power on Klal Yisrael, because they represent a community, a country, a sect within Judaism. They don't represent Klal Yisrael. They're not the shluchim of Gan's Klal Yisrael that we represent you. Mashenkin Bezdin HaGadol is special. Now the Rambam already ruled, so therefore you have to come to every Yid or to Bezdin HaGadol. The Rambam rules in Hilchos Sanhedrin. Now where with the Bezdin HaGadol, where will it return to? Where will it begin? It's Tveria. Tveria is in northern Israel. Therefore, Mashiach is fighting these wars. Where is he fighting these wars and where is he winning the war? In Har Yisrael, or Sviv Yerushalayim, around Yerushalayim, or in the mountains of Judah. Frektzach HaShayla, he wins the war, and that's the stage we're holding by. But now he has to come, present himself to Klal Yisrael. I'm here, as Mashiach. So where is he going to do that? Either to every Yid, which obviously he has to travel somewhere, or if not to every Yid, to Tveria, to the Bezdin HaGadol. And that is why the Gemara made an assumption that in order of B'yem Shem David Bo, he has to go from point A to point B. And when a person says B'yem Shem David Bo, that's what he's referring to. When you come to Gans, Klal Yisrael. The Rebbe Be'etzim gets this Vart Ashtikl. The Rebbe gets it from the Ion Yaakov. Ion Yaakov is the Sefer, the one who made the Ein Yaakov. I think it's Ibn Chaviv is the one, Rebbe Levi Ibn Chaviv maybe, right? Or Rebbe Yaakov Ibn Chaviv. Rabbi Akiv ibn Chaviv, yeah, fine. He's the father of the belief. So, he asked the question in the Gemara. The Gemara says that Eliyahu Hanavi didn't come yet, so Mashiach can't come yet. Eliyahu Hanavi has to come yesterday. So he asked, why didn't the Gemara ask that Mashiach ben Yosef didn't come yesterday? Mashiach ben Yosef. See, he says, Pashat, he writes, since when does Mashiach ben Yosef have to come to every Yid? How do you know he didn't come somewhere, a Favorfinishtat that we never heard of? And he fought some wars, and he's coming. He came, he arrived. So when it comes to Eliyahu Novi's here to be Mavasa the Gula. He's going to be the Mavasa to some people, and not to other people. Eliyahu Novi is here to be Mavasa to everybody. If he didn't come to everybody, he didn't come. He says, or Zakhti Yadim, or at least to the Bezdin HaGadol. Right? So the Rebbe got this notion from there. But Akopanim, Lagabi, the closest to Kashayla, right? We really didn't have much time. We still have 5 more minutes. But we didn't have much time to get into the shaila of what the war is. But before you get into what the war is, there's no raya that it's not going to be a physical war. And even if it will be a physical, that it's not going to be a physical war, l'chayyid b'pashas, it is a physical war. But again, even if it is a physical war, does Mashiach have to fight with Kli Zayin with weapons? Or, v'hika aretz b'shevet piv, like the Rambam quotes, he just moves his mouth and he fights. So perhaps in a future shir we'll get back into the original shayla of what the war is. But just to mention one nekuda, one prat, which is that the Rebbe in Parshas Vayera, I think it is, in Toshin Obeis, the Rebbe says that Mashiach in our generation has already fought a lot of these wars, right? And v'nitzich bekam v'kayim min yonim. And in a lot of these wars he was menatzeh, right? Not the conclusion what the Rambam says, v'nitzich kol ha'umish v'svivav. That's the ultimate victory. But in order to be b'cheskas Mashiach, you have to be a person who does three criteria. You're hoyge b'teira, you're yachid kol yisrael, you're making all the Jews keep teira mitzvahs, right? And the third criteria is you're fighting the wars of Hashem. What are these wars? So the core of what these wars are, without arichis at all, is the core of the war is to make sure that the people should not be givtsaris to Yidden and they should be able to learn Torah with Meruch Sanafsh and Meruch Saguf. And there's many rayas to that. One of the first and foremost rayas is that the Rambam himself had already quoted the word Mochamis Hashem three times in Hilchos Malachim, and that's what he means, generally speaking, when he says Mochamis Hashem. That's what a king's job is. A king's job is security, to make sure that no one should be negus Mavatal Yisrael. Based on that concept, that's really what it's all about, right? So if we go into some of the wars in our previous generation, and so l'chayde, you have the fighting against communism, right? And the Rebbe has a sikh in Parshas Mishpatim that Mashiach is the one who is poyel that the communism should collapse, right? Communism is someone who's negis from Bavatel Yisrael. He's disturbing Yidden from keeping Torah mitzvahs, taking away their ability to serve Hashem with Meruch Sanav Hashem, Meruch Sagov. So fighting the communists, right, which allows the Arabs to get a foothold and to cause tzaddis that Yidden shouldn't be able to learn to do Torah mitzvahs properly because there's tzaddis from Goyim, right? Fighting for Shleimus Haaretz is the Inyan of Yilchum Mechamis Hashem. Were we menatzeach yet? Of course not. Didn't even scratch the surface yet of being menatzeach. But to argue that Mashiach has not been loichim the wars of Hashem is zichr nishtam esayichet. And befrat, of course, Mashiach has fought the wars of Hashem, and Befrat, like we quoted from the Rambam, first of all, Mashiach could be poyo b'derech hatava, right? But A, but B, even v'hikar is v'shevet piv. It could even be a ruchnius tikapul according to the Rambam. Mashiach says things and he's poyo in yarnim around the world, right? So therefore, mitzad this inyan of what Mashiach does, right? There's could be a concept of yilchum mechamis Hashem nowadays. Ultimately, what we wait for is for the conquering of Eretz Yisrael, including Eretz Kenei Kneiv Zivakadmeini. It's having a malchus which holds that strong without any negus or mavatul. It's mechias amalek. V'oid, v'oid, v'oid. May it happen very, very soon. Shkech.